You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
A lot of people know that, as John Barry might have said. Sue, did you ever think we'd reach the stage of volume 28 of Sound and Nick's Vision and the first tune would be the soundtrack to the Ipcress file?
No, I didn't.
Harry Palmer.
But I'm very interested to hear the reasoning behind the choice, Nick. Mm.
I love Michael Caine films.
Every Michael Caine movie?
No, Batman. Not everyone.
Batman?
No. Alfred. No, his early stuff.
So you're looking at Get Carter.
Definitely.
Is there a
one of
Carter
my all-time top three, Get
and
Carter.
Yet you went with the Ipcress file theme.
I just love the whole soundtrack. I'm quite heavily into, you know, some
Funeral
of the early...
Funeral in Berlin?
Yeah. Some of the early soundtrack stuff. The John Barry stuff, brilliant. And it was a real honour to actually go, when I was last working at Pinewood, to see the John Barry stage.
Well, that's
that was a bit special.
You were allowed in. Those
that
of us
was
who
a
were
bit
invited
special.
To Pinewood at the day were told, stay away, we have other things happening.
I know. Awful.
You're mortally wounded about that, aren't you, Alex?
Sue, you were all set. You'd blocked out your entire weekend for that trip down to Pinewood, and then suddenly
I had, but not to worry. There'll be other occasions.
Of course there will.
We're organising them ourselves.
We'll travel the world together.
As we said, not a lot of people know that. I was thinking perhaps you might have actually gone for the Italian job. And hang on a minute, lads. Nick's got a great idea. And he has, because he's decided to actually move Jimmy Nail, War Jimmy, up the schedule. Now, again, have you in your career as an ace photographer worked with Mr. Nail?
No, I haven't, actually.
Crocodile Shoes, no?
Yeah, marvellous. I loved it. I love Crocodile Shoes. Mm. It told it.
If you're a vegetarian, don't worry.
It told very much my story.
Real crocodiles, did he? So, again, calling out your name, a reason, please?
Just because I love everything a guy does.
Are you a Jimmy Nail fan, sir?
Actually, yes. There are some bits and pieces of his that I particularly
like. And Alvin's in pet.
Yes.
Top.
Has a huge passion and a big love for many things. Not Jimmy Nail, Nick Elliott.
Indeed I do.
So, what's your big love for Jimmy Nail then? Is it just because of his approach to life? I'm just amused, really.
No, the story goes back quite a way. Mm-hmm. I tried to hook up with a guy in the very, very early days of my kind of specialisation in the music. And it didn't happen, which was a bit of a bark. But I've just always been a major fan of Jimmy Nail, Alvita Zempet, Crocodile Shoes, and all that. And I was catching up with the programmes on demand a couple of weeks ago.
Well, why weren't you taking photographs?
Sorry?
Why weren't you taking photographs? I mean, you can't be wasting your time catching up with things on demand. You should be out there taking photographs.
Do you think?
I think so. Sue, we've moved from John Barry's soundtrack to the Ipswich File through to Jimmy Nail and Calling Out Your Name. Jumping to Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious seems to be a jump too far. You're too young to remember the time when this band were launched by Malcolm McLaren upon the world, aren't you?
Yes, but I do vaguely remember sort of
early
80s.
Yeah, this is 70s, you see.
Yeah.
This is 70s. This is a reaction to the great and bloated progressive rock scene, which I still can't believe Nick is still a believer, you know, because everything that's the antithesis of what the Sex Pistols stood for, the huge progressive rock sequence that just created so many nightmarish images for the world.
I was only a twinkle.
Oh. Anyway, we could get into a debate of the whole thing.
Yes, I was a twinkle.
It's volume 28 of Sound and Nick's Vision. We were allowed to have an occasional sort of reflection on the whole sort of processes around. Nick, would you like to introduce the remastered version from the Sex Pistols of what his master's voice possibly was made for back in the day?
A track that you don't hear played a lot, EMI.
Sounding very angry to me, very angry, really. She needs to take a chill pill and relax.
I don't mind a bit of angry.
You don't mind a bit of angry?
No, I'm a big fan of angry.
Well, you know. Whereas it's the Quill, on the other hand, more chilled. You know, Francis Rossi and the late Rick Parfitt,
yeah,
more chilled.
Yeah, this is a tribute to the late Rick Parfitt. Mm. Definitely my favourite album and one of the best they did, or it's from one.
I believe we had a little mini tribute back in volume 26.
We did, but this is a bit special.
This is the one.
Yeah, this
thought,
is a bit special. This album, Pile Driver, was up there.
Pile Driver up there.
Indeed.
Glad you said that. Thank you.
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs soul.
You have really done your homework.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
If I were being honest, and let's face it, when am I not? On Saturday Next Vision, inevitably, honesty is our byword. I'd probably say that my favourite Stereophonics would be Have a Nice Day and not Bartender and the Thief, but there you go.
It was a good album, though. Mm. I think one of the best they did.
It was, and that's why you've selected a tune from it, Volume 28 of Sound and Next Vision. So, exciting things in the wonderful, glorious month of April. Can be the cruelest month, of course, as well.
Can be a damp one.
It can, and we just want to sort of work our way through that, because back in volume 27, I remember it so well, we were just about to celebrate the eve of St. Patrick's Day. Here we are in April, and it's just a whole new world.
It is.
Never mind, we're sorting things. Sue Rice is still with us, in case you haven't sort of worked out that Sue is a permanent fixture when it comes to Sound and Next Vision. It's a contractual obligation, a bit like peeling his grapes, ensuring that there's a Winnebago with a view, and indeed sufficient...
I'm completing my musical education, Alex.
Sue Rice has got to be here as well.
Since as a Barlow fan, I clearly need educating.
And the words clearly, you know, have such a ring of truth about them. It's
there's a bundle of jokes there, Alex. A bundle of jokes.
So many, we just have to put them to one side.
I think it's best
put to one side and say, dear listener, this is for you to actually get interactive with us.
Yes.
And people can get interactive because, astoundingly, it was pointed out in volume 27, we didn't say how can people get in touch with Sound and Next Vision at all.
We didn't.
So well, how can they?
Hopefully people who listen regularly already know that.
Yes, but there's always the newbie. There's always the sort of the shy child. Or the
infant.
Who initially looks and says, can I, who what needs is help this thing I'm
through
listening
life.
To? Exactly. So how do they do it?
They can go to the press office, which is nickelliott.info, or we can do the old Twitter, Facebook, and all the usual social malarkey.
Splendid. And I see that I've even been tagged on the Nick Elliott press office scenario.
You have been tagged now?
I have. It's wonderful. I've already liked it, so I can't like it again.
It's another step you've achieved in your life.
In social media, you can't like squared something.
Yeah.
I would be Instagramming as well, but I've forgot my password, so why bother? It's a way forward. We'll hand that over to Tessa Snart. She's a very keen Instagram person.
She likes
her Instagram.
Yes, I like Tessa.
The companion piece, of course, but Sound and Country Vision. Now up to volume 8.
Really?
Yes.
And she hasn't invited me on yet.
Well, I shall pass the system. I shall pass the notation through that. Because clearly it's her loss. Mind you, have you invited her on Sound and Next Vision?
Has she never been? Yes, she has. That's how I met her.
Did I meet her? Yes. Yes, she has. Yes.
You've been listening to a couple of presenters reminiscing about times past in shows because they're filling because they weren't sort of quite sure what next piece of music to play. However, we've sorted it out, Sue.
You can get a hold of all the back episodes of Sound and Next Vision.
See what you did there, Sue.
If you wish to go back and listen to the wonderfulness.
All over again.
Then you can.
Oh, I think you should. Yeah. Back catalogue. Time.
Exactly.
Well worth it.
Do they go to your website? Do they go to southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com and simply
either
look at Sound and Next Vision?
It'll take either.
Yeah. Gordon Sumner, Sue.
Yes.
To whom am I referring?
I have absolutely no idea, but I'm sure you're about to tell me.
Well, he had his name changed because when he was a school teacher, dealing with, I think, the sort of, I might have been comprehensive or certainly sort of the upper levels.
Yeah.
It used to be a sort of shiny, stripy jumper with sort of yellow and sort of, he looked like a bee, really. What do bees do, Sue?
Buzz.
And what else do they do?
Sting.
Nice, you see.
Oh, I see.
You're a master, Alex. You're a master.
Did you notice how
well? I never saw it coming.
Exactly.
Leading the witness. Yes, I know who Sting is.
Say I lost my belief in the songbirds keep singing like this. Know the score.
Songbird. No. Bad luck. Eva Cassidy there. We thank, of course, the late, great Terry Wogan for introducing Eva Cassidy to the world.
Yes.
Because it was all his doing that effectively raised the profile on his breakfast programme on BBC Radio 2. Another radio station, I know, is available. But, of course, you're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Sue, so far, John Barry, the soundtrack from the Ipcrest file, The Sex Pistols, Jimmy Nail, Status Quo, Stereophonics, Sting and Eva Cassidy.
This is hard because Sting and Eva Cassidy are two of my favourite artists.
That's why I throw in, because actually Nick didn't realise I was going to throw in and bowl in the Eva Cassidy thing there. Took it by surprise. Oof, straight in there.
But I'm pleased you did because Thank it's you. One of my favourite Eva Cassidy tracks.
Can't say we're outvoted because it is his show, and ultimately he could actually have a strop now and throw away, throw his microphone.
He
down.
Could, but he probably
would. Would I? Would I? Me? Get stroppy? No.
Manage the talent, darling. Manage the talent.
The new chilled Nick Elliott comes to the fore here. Hugh Cornwell, Sue.
Yes.
Which band is he connected with? Pop quiz question here.
Yeah, it is. I'm not dreadfully good at pop quizzes, unfortunately.
Okay. Always the Sun.
Oh, yes.
Peaches.
Yes. I've heard of Always the Sun, yes.
Yeah. European Female.
You'll have to give me a clue, Alex.
It's the thing about Sue in so many ways, isn't it, Nick? I mean, we could honestly say that she sums up the title for this tune.
Do you think?
I think so.
Strange as a Girl.
One day see a strange little girl look at you. One day see a strange little girl feeling blue. She'd run to the town one day, leaving home and her country fair. Just beware when you're there, strange little girl. She didn't know how to live in a town
are you going, Sue Rice?
Where am I going? Yes. I don't know. Does anybody know?
If you don't know where you're going, how do you know where you've been? Where have you been? Where are you going? The motto that's on the bridge in Lincoln, effectively. Where have you been?
Yes, where have you been?
Where are you going?
That's true.
It's a little bit of authentic nature there as we salute all sorts of wonderful things to do with Lincolnshire, even though Nick Elliott and producer Kat are from Norwich. That's why we love them. And Sue's from Skegness. And it is their show. And hats off, Nick Elliott, to you for selecting a tune which I would genuinely, to use the vernacular of Sue Royce and before her, a fine author who produced a whole range of things about mermaids and all sorts of other factors, a tune, genuine tune.
Tune.
Yeah, tune.
Genuine
tune.
Even though I have to say that Grow Old With Me is my favourite number from this fine chap, Tom O'Dell. Another newish artist.
Yeah.
As yet, has he had the pleasure of working with you?
No, not at all. I was introduced to this guy quite a bit on TV for months back. Oh. Really liked it and bought the track outright. Really good.
Well, on that basis alone, even though it has to be said, the backstory of I Know, you think, well, look, she doesn't want you anymore, guy. Just forget it. You know, when a woman makes that decision, there's no point just going on about the whole thing. Just step away. Step away from
a lady always knows when to grab a coat and leave.
I keep on falling. I know what you told me. I know it's all over. I know I can't keep calling. Just every time I run, I keep on falling.
It comes from the Paul McCartney album, Give My Regards to Broad Street.
Followed
followed by the classic line, if this keeps up, we won't be in London till Boxing Day. But it's Easter time, so we'll celebrate with Steely Dan. Marvellous. You're listening to Sound of Nick's Vision. We haven't had too many inserts that have actually sort of focused on kind of backstories about the artists, really. That's probably because most of them have been artists that most folk have actually been aware of, really, unless we've sort of relaunched a whole range of elements for the whole process. But Steely Dan, Sue.
Yes.
Do you feel as though we should do it again?
Yes, I do.
Well, then it's thumbs up from Sue, and I presume, Nick, it's thumbs up from your good self,
too. Oh, yes.
What?
And as we prepare to leave with Anthrax, no, don't worry, we're not into chemical warfare. Well, I don't know. Sue, have you made a decision? Is it going to be Jimmy Nail? Is it going to be Sting? Is it going to be the Stereophonics? Is it going to be Tom O'Dell? Is it going to be John Barry?
No, it's a very close call, but it's got to be. I'm a singer. It's got to be Eva Cassidy.
I've gone for the Eva Cassidy. So a number which didn't even appear in Volume 28, so original lineup.
She did just pip Sting to the post. I do like Sting, but no, Eva's got my vote.
See, that's what happens when you step a bit of Eva Cassidy in place of Lynyrd Skynyrd and AC/DC. It just works. That's it, Nick. How can people get in touch with you? Let's remind folk once again.
They can do the press office, nickelliott.info, and or Google. Google's your friend. And
might be your friend, Nick. I mean, I prefer a completely different thing. I prefer my different search engine to actually keep all my private details.
Okie dokie.
Anyway, we wrap up, as we said, with Anthrax. It's not an invitation to go and actually vacate the island or deal with any chemical warfare and so on. Are you an Anthrax fan, Sue?
I turn my hand to just about anything.
Yeah, but
so
the monster at the end, really.
We've got to have
a reason to wrap up the show with Monster at the End. Is it planning and forethought?
Well, again, no, it's this new feature that we're hopefully going to introduce, which is a track from the band that I've recently been working with, which was Anthrax. One of the big four.
Did they realise what a classic photographer they were working
with? Oh, God, yeah. Always.
Which is fantastic. Okay, so it's time for the catchphrase. A one, a two, a three.
Keep music live.
The monster.